Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. So we have a fantastic episode on how Tommy Innit ruined his chances at love and how Max Fosh is winning the hearts of the people.
Let's see the likes. It is just guys.
So let's get into it. First, I say we'll start with Tommy Innit. So Tommy Innit released a video recently, and it was titled, I Got Tinder as Minecraft Man. That was 2 days ago. It already has 1.4 million views. To give a quick summary, he dressed up in his classic, you know, diamond armor, Minecraft getup, and then he went on and went on Tinder. It was a weird situation. Went on Tinder, got like a bunch of like people with him, then went on a Minecraft date. And here to discuss that is Grant.
What's going on, guys? Excited for today's episode.
Okay, so we just don't, like, it was a good video, I'd say. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was very enjoyable.
I think he's good at making videos. He knows how to edit. He knows what concepts people are going to like. Overall, it's good. I think it's going to do well. It was awkward at times, but that's what he kind of thrives on.
Yeah, I mean, the awkwardness is the funny part when he's talking to the girls. He's very awkward. Found that humor very funny.
It was very funny, but, okay, I think we got to, you know, mention the elephant in the room. At the beginning, Tommy Innit had a beard.
Yeah, that was extremely off-putting.
Okay, so like, no, you know, two dudes, you know, everybody has thought about, we're around the same age, everybody has thought about trying to grow out a beard or a mustache. I would say that.
Especially with Top Gun Maverick. You gotta grow it out.
True. I mean, Miles Teller, very good-looking man.
Extremely good-looking.
But everybody's thought about it. So it's not like, you know, as someone who's Tommy at his age, it's not like I went and looked at him and went, what is he thinking? I thought, what is he thinking after keeping it for a little bit?
Yeah.
I personally, okay, so I don't know if I didn't know Tommy Innit, and that's how I first saw him, I don't know if I would say that didn't look great, but all I think of when I think of Tommy Innit is we are basically, I think I'm a bit older, maybe by a few months. I don't know about you, Grant, you might be the same age exactly, but
I don't know.
I think I'm a bit older by a few months, but I still just imagine him as this kind of like, baby-faced Minecraft kid who's like kind of a squeaker because he was like a few years ago, let's be honest, and just screaming about the dream SMP. And because that's what I think of when I think Tommy Innit. So seeing him with the beard was very off-putting personally.
Yeah, it was when I first clicked on the video, you sent it to me. I was super, super weirded out by it. It was kind of scary.
The thing I think he first, like, revealed that he had a beard on Twitter because he had taken, like, a little break or something. And my question is, like, do you think he went in, like, with, like, maybe people are going to like this, or do you think he knew?
I think he knew. I mean, I wonder how long he was growing it out for, though. Because, that looked like a lot of long time. I mean, 2 months ago was his last video before the one that he posted 2 days ago. So do you think that was a 2-month-old beard right there? Because it's very possible for a man like him.
It could be to be a 2-month beard. I would just feel really bad if he kind of like, imagine he went in and he was like, wow, I'm excited to show the internet about my like beard. And everybody's just like, wow, this sucks.
I mean, the Twitter, I looked at some of his tweets, and there is just a lot of hate about the beard. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, like, okay, I feel like as someone who is on that, you know, status as, like, an influencer, you must know, like, that people are going to hate. I don't know if he knew he would get such overwhelming hate, but it really would be a shame if, like, in that 2-month break, he was going out the beard, and he was like, man, this looks really good.
I don't think the beard looked horrible. I think it was just, it's just like when you first click on the video, it's just alarming.
I just think it's not necessarily it was really bad. Like a lot of people our age are going to grow beards like that. Let's be honest. If you know, you don't normally go in like a, you know, older high school circle. Yeah. People try to grow beards. This is not an uncommon aspect. I think it's just like our mantle of image of Tommy Innit just does not align with dumb dude with a beard.
Yeah.
Like I was saying before. But he did in the Tinder video, spoilers, he didn't end up shaving it. He just had a mustache for a bit. I think he was influenced by Miles Teller. He had to be. And then he eventually shaved that too. So he is now babyface again. But I think it suits him better personally, or at least I think he'll do better on YouTube with babyface.
Babyface.
Yeah. He eventually did it for Tinder, and after he did that, he got all the matches.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that he looks better without the beard, and the statistics of the Tinder video show that Tommy, without the beard and mustache, is much more popular.
God, El Stachio, I love you!
And you know what? Today, even though the people loved it, I think it might be time. Goodbye, old friend. I think of all the journeys we had together, all the love we made once to the sheep, all the smiling you accompanied with, all the singing you were there for. You hairy, sexy boy. I'll miss you.
Bye-bye, El Stachio!
What's weird is, so Logan Paul was in the video, right? He made an appearance to give Tommy dating advice on Tinder. And it's not like, this is going to sound weird, but it's not like Tommy and its beard was that far off from like the beard of a Logan Paul.
Yeah, but I think Logan Paul is a much more manly.
That's what I'm saying.
Type person.
He has like, I think, a fuller jaw, or a fuller face, necessarily fuller jaw. So Tommy actually doesn't have the worst jaw on, but. Yeah, here nor there. Neither here nor there. But Logan Paul had a very nice jawline. I could say that much.
I started talking about jawlines and I just didn't know how to stop.
But he's just a bigger dude, and I think he fits the beard more. So I'm saying the actual beard is not too different, but
yeah, it's like the short, scruffy kind of beard, but it definitely fits Logan Paul a lot better.
Yeah. If you told me Tommy Innit was like a Paul brother, I just wouldn't believe you.
The lost British Paul brother.
The lost British Paul brother. He looks like them.
He does. He looks very similar.
He could be. Maybe.
I could be also. Me and Tommy Innit are brothers.
You are the fourth Paul brother?
For the audio listeners, Grant is a white man with curly blonde hair.
So who are you boxing?
Me and Tommy Innit, we could box. Same age. How tall is Tommy Innit?
Research. I think he's a pretty tall dude. You probably have him weight, though.
Five.
No, he's taller than that, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's like 6'2", I think.
Oh. Well, then we're equally matched. I'm just a bit bigger.
I think, yeah, that's fine at the end of the day. Just got like probably like 40 more pounds on him.
I could cut.
I'd pay to see that. Actually, in a past video, I think Logan Paul was talking to him. He's like, you should just, like... It was an episode of Impulsive.
Mm.
I think Tommy Innit went on. And I was like, this is an interesting combo. I gotta listen to this. And he was like, Tommy, you should just, like, get buff. And how crazy would it be? Imagine, like, the beard transformation. If Tommy Innit took, like, a year break, and he just came back and he was just jacked.
Jacked with a beard?
I think you would have to accept it then.
I think the beard would look pretty sick then.
I mean, Captain Sparkles has that same look. Have you seen recent Captain Sparkles?
Not recent, no. Wow.
It's a man.
Yeah.
This dude is the one who made Creeper Aw Man. I just want you to process that.
Good for him.
Yeah. And he has a bunch of sick cars, too.
It's a nice 4G T. I'd like that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, hey, I think he has a Cars channel. Maybe you should watch that.
Hey, good for him.
Yeah, but if he goes on his Tommy and it goes on his Captain Sparkles little adventure.
Yes,
I think that he would. You know, I would respect it. I don't think I could not. I mean, at the end of the day, how Tommy and it looks, I'm not gonna lie, it doesn't affect me that much.
Yeah, it's not very important to my day to
day. It's not important to my day to day. As someone who has a YouTube podcast, it's my job to care.
Yeah,
but personal life. Not that much. but I would say overall it's a good video. He FaceTimed, like at the end he did a fake FaceTime to Charli D'Amelio and like she like didn't pick up. Yeah. I wonder if they actually know each other.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they had like...
Because I think in the description or something that he actually like said he like tagged her, I swear. Yeah, see?
Huh.
Thanks to following... To the following, Logan Paul, Tubbo, Rambo, and Charli D'Amelio. I think so. Maybe he asked her permission.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they were friends. It's a good strategy to get Charli D'Amelio in any video you can.
Yeah, two 18-year-olds with a massive following and fame earlier than it should have been.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I haven't seen much of Charli D'Amelio in the past few years, though.
I meant months.
Every so often she'll show up on my TikTok For You page, but it's never, I never see her videos anymore. It's always like other people like using her videos.
Don't they have like edits. A reality TV show or something? I swear.
Probably.
Okay, but that was a little fun conversation. I think we can move on to Max Fosh, though.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So Max Fosh is a YouTuber with 1.14 million subscribers. He is another Brit, another fun Brit, and he makes some very interesting videos. But, you know, Grant, how about you introduce this topic, because you told me to watch Max Fosh.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I think a couple months ago, I was really struggling on the old YouTube because there wasn't much to watch, and I stumbled upon Max Fosh, and I really just started to love his videos. Mm-hmm. They're sort of like, some of the videos are almost like Mr. Beast-esque, but they're like kind of more fun and more real, I think. Like some of his recent videos that I really liked, one that got like public news attention that was super popular and funny was he put this sign outside of an airport in England saying "Welcome to Luton," which is another airport which isn't anywhere nearby, to trick passengers thinking that they flew into the wrong airport.
Passengers flying into Gatwick were in a state of panic.
Made letters saying "Welcome to Luton."
Air passengers flying into Gatwick.
That's really funny.
Everyone's thinking that we've been diverted.
It's in the Daily Mail, the Daily Telegraph.
What is driving the internet crazy?
That's my kind of gag.
So that was super funny, and then he does like videos where he like breaks into like big events. And videos where he's like traveling the world, stuff like that, interviewing people. And recently he did one where he tricked his parents into signing a legally binding contract saying that he was the favorite child over his sister.
Gotta do that.
That was, what was that?
So I gotta do that.
Yeah,
sounds
good
like
idea.
Good plan.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Just to like, you know, he has 1 million subscribers, but the video on making tourists think they landed at the wrong airport 2 weeks ago has 5.3 million views. So yeah, he is doing pretty well. In like, he's just a, like, I watched a few videos. So Grant told me to watch him. I was like, okay, this guy sounds cool. I'll watch him. I actually had seen the Luton thing on like the airport thing on social media without even knowing it was him. And he just seemed very personable. I think he has like kind of like that old British TV vibe. You know, like the big, you know those memes where it's like someone walking in a random street with a British accent. Like, today we are gonna see why. Or put the, it's just like some random saying. He has that vibe, like the 2000s British documentary TV show on a random channel.
Definitely.
You might think the scum society live here in the gutter, but due to mass benefit fraud, they actually live here in mansions. To make matters worse, they're not only poor, they're fat.
Yeah. But he was really cool. And okay, this is like the viewers' netlist, Grant. I don't know if you will. Listeners, but I have a very low attention span when it comes to YouTube.
Okay.
My big complaint with a lot of other YouTubers is like, I want to watch something in one sitting. I want to binge through videos. He is able to do that, you know, because a lot of his videos are less than 10 minutes, which you don't see anymore. Like, I feel like a lot of the bigger YouTubers that make videos around 20. So here you can just cycle through them. Like in the past, like the past five videos, 9 minutes, 9:15, 11 minutes, 11 minutes, 12. Really short and really fast, and they're topics that are pretty big. Like, I watched one video there was 1 month ago, 2.8 million views, where he became a member of the royal family for 43 minutes. Right, that video was 11 minutes. Can we just think about how crazy that is?
Yeah, I watched another video this morning, and it was he started his own airline by leasing out a plane from another company and like having their airline license transferred to him. So he ran his own airline for one flight, and it was like the smallest airline ever in existence, and it was like legit. It was super cool. Yeah.
9 minutes.
Yeah.
That's insane. And I think that really puts a testament into, he is only giving you content. Because I think a lot of the times, like, he's pretty, not easily comparable to Mr. Beast, but he's, like you said, along the Mr. Beast, you know, kind of section of YouTube. Because, like, everybody's, like, has a gimmick, kind of. And Mr. Mm-hmm. Beast is kind of doing the impossible, the extraordinary. And he has kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And I think what Mr. Beast does is he'll do that video, but then to keep the content going, keep people interested, he will do, like, bits with Carl and Chris. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how he fills the extra time. And now maybe that makes him hit the algorithm more because he wants to reach a certain, you know, video length. But it's like Max, you know, he just does the content. He's like, okay, to keep people interested, I just won't include any boring parts.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty special. But I think what's interesting is that he goes to crazy lengths.
Yeah, he does. He spends a lot of money on these videos and will spend so much time. Like, some of his videos, you, like, see montages of him, like, just, like, calling up, like dead calling people just to, like, try to make videos work. And just, like, calling up people and talking to people and just trying to be personable to try to get people to help him out for his videos. And it's super interesting. I think, like, the other cool thing about this channel is he, like, really overperforms in all of his videos. Like, he only has 1.14 million subscribers, but, like, most of his videos he gets, like, close to 2 million views at least, and a lot of them just overperform because they're just so interesting, and mm-hmm. they just really, like, I think his videos, like, really cater to, like, the YouTube algorithm or, what people want to see on YouTube.
So, what do you think the most work you've seen him put into a video is, at least in your experience?
The airplane one when he started his own airline was mm-hmm. pretty interesting because he called up all these different airlines and he had to get all this legal jargon figured out on how he would technically be like an owner operator of an airline mm-hmm. and he rented a plane for like where he leased a plane and he got fans to come on the flight and mm-hmm. it was super cool and that was a lot of work. Then there was also this other video where he went to the so-called ugliest town in England and made people feel special. He bought this he bought like a banner that flew over the town that said that he loved the town or that he thought the town was beautiful, and he made like this whole stir on social media telling like getting people to say that the town was actually beautiful and mm-hmm. pretty. So and he like went around and talked to people in the town. So I thought that mm-hmm. was pretty interesting.
What I think this brings into, like, a larger conversation is YouTubers who kind of rely on, you know, normal everyday people. Because I think, like, there's been a lot of different channels, you know, where you can just game and play Minecraft, right? And that just relies on your gameplay. But, like, channels like him, it fully relies on a lot of times other people, like, being complicit. And other people who have everyday jobs. And that's kind of scary, you know? Because when I came into this and I saw some of the video titles, like some he did two with private investigators, it was like, man, I'm not sure if I'm going to like this guy. Because, you know, I feel uncomfortable a lot of times, like when people take advantage of other people, like for the video. Like, Gideon. Mm. You probably recognize him if you saw him, but he's that guy, he's like a guy who just does like a lot of prank videos. Mm-hmm. Like he'll pretend to work at Walmart. And do other things. And he is really funny.
Yeah.
Like, he's an enjoyable guy. But sometimes you see him messing with, like, employees and people. And let me tell you, their reactions are way over the top. Like,
yeah.
They're not validated to react in that way. But sometimes, like, I respect his content, and I don't think he's actually doing anything bad. But sometimes I just feel bad. I'm like, maybe these people are just having a bad day.
No, I totally agree. Like, when you see like, this morning on my YouTube, I saw this video, I think it was from FaZe Apex, where he did a prank video where he went into Walmart and just spoke gibberish to the employees. I was like, you're just, like, ruining a poor employee's day. They're just, like, trying to get through their work day, and you're, like, filming a video about them, just, like, annoying them. Like, I don't like content where you have to, like, take advantage of other people to get views.
You know if they come with the Lily Pacifist monsters?
Let me check for you. What did you say?
If they come with the Lily Pacifist monsters?
No, I don't know what that is.
Whereas he actually just, like, makes funny, personable content, and, like, people... like, he does a lot of, I saw he used to do, like, a lot of interviews on the streets or, like, talk to a lot of people mm-hmm. in towns and stuff. And he's just, like, he's, like, very kind, very nice, asks interesting questions. Like, I sat this morning and watched a video where he rated people's lunches. Like, he just put out a table and he was like, let me rate your lunch. And so many people just sat down to talk to him, and he was hilarious.
Yeah. And I think, like I was going to say, he just seems, like, very nice. There was a video where he became the richest person in the world for 7 minutes. That was an enjoyable one. But it included him making a company. I don't know how he finds out all these loopholes. Making a company then, like, that had, like, I don't know, like, 100 million shares or something like that, then selling one share for $50 to be valuated at $500 billion. That math's probably not right, but I'm just speaking quickly. And he had to sit. He sat in the financial district of London, and he just, like, was like, okay, what did he do, like, to investment opportunity? And, yeah, he did go up to people, but he seemed very, very nice about it. Like, he never seemed like he meant to intrude on someone's day. He never seemed belligerent or like, no, you got to sign here. You got to sign. Come on, help me out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He reminded me a lot of Ryan Trahan, who I recently did the videos on. Because Ryan, a lot of the time, when he was doing his 1 cent videos, he's in like this huge 1 cent thing now for charity, which is really cool. But it includes him having to go up to people on the street. Like, so I watched a Ryan Trahan video a few weeks ago for that episode where he had started with 1 penny. And first he's like, does anybody have a pen that I can give this penny for? And that eventually led up him to selling snacks on the street because he went to the dollar store, bought snacks to sell them for a profit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like him just walking down the street to random people like, want to buy some like Oreos, want to buy like a Snickers bar, which for me would be incredibly intimidating.
Yeah.
I could never.
Yeah, never do that.
But I think that he treated it in a way that was so nice. And you're like, wow, like this guy, you know, although he may like be asking people, which is sometimes, you know, people don't want it small talk, but that's not his fault.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just incredibly nice. When people say no, he takes the no, and I think that's pretty important.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you have YouTubers who rely on it, like, do you remember all, like, the old prank channels where you're just like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Super over the top and just, like, pranks that just aren't even funny. They're just rude to people. Yeah. He just doesn't give off that vibe at all. He just gives off small YouTuber just making fun content, including people that want to be included in them.
Mm-hmm.
Just for fun. I don't know, like.
Because I think, like, pranks are a tough line. And I know this is not really a prank channel. Yeah. It's more like just an in real life channel. Like, but, like, I'm more talking about interacting with people. And I feel like this brings up, like, the larger span of, like, YouTube. Like, you know, there are some pranks, like, if you get, like, the Impractical Jokers line, like, kind of, like, you know, that and some other people, that's, or, like, Eric Andre's probably a more aggressive side of that sometimes, but that's kind of funny. You know what I mean? Like, you are just, you know, kind of messing with people's days maybe a bit, but usually they don't think they're in mortal danger.
Yeah.
Usually nothing's wrong. But then you kind of have, like, I fake died in the middle of Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and, like, they end up on a stretcher, and you're like, dude, this is not... people think they're in emergency, they're getting scared, and that there's a line. And I think that's the tough thing about in like kind of channels that rely on other people.
Yeah, I mean, I think the I Made Tourists Think That They Landed in the Wrong Airport video was like super lighthearted.
Yeah,
you see, like he went on a plane, like he flew to the airport Gatwick, so he had to like fly from a different airport to Amsterdam to fly back to the airport to see it, and he like talked to the lady. He was like, "Look at this sign. Are we going to the wrong airport?" And then after he was like, "Ah." I think we're at the right airport. Like he kind of just freaked him out for a minute, which was funny. And then you see all these like news reactions from people in the UK on like radio shows and stuff, and they were talking about how they just thought it was like so lighthearted and funny to like, because it's really like you are landing at the right airport, but it is kind of funny for a split second that people think that they are going to the wrong airport. I don't see that there's any harm in this prank at all.
They just get like a small moment of like panic, and that's it. Like, I think that's a perfect prank. What's also is like speaking about how personable he is, he gets people to do crazy things. Like, for the becoming a member of the royal family for 43 minutes, he had to marry someone. It was, like, directly connected to the royal family. Did you watch this one?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so he wanted to become a member of the royal family to give his favorite falafel truck the royal seal of approval. And to do that, he had to marry someone who's directly related to, like, an old royal family member. So, like, it's, like, one of his viewers that got married for, like, a short time, legally married. And then they got the marriage annulled, like, a little bit later. But, like, this viewer, random dude, like, even so, it would be hard for me to be like, yeah, this is my favorite YouTuber, but getting married to him, like, would that not be a bit, like, intimidating?
It would be, but getting somebody to do that, that is such, like, a cool video idea. And then to, like, to help out your favorite falafel truck by giving it the royal seal of approval, that is, like,
it's such a cool video, but, like, obviously people were willing to do a lot for him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just, like, speaks to, like, how, like, his fan base is, like, so intrigued by his content that they're willing to do these things.
Now, I'm interested, in the airline video, did he explain what he wanted to do for, or did he try to keep, like, a business front?
Like, on the call when he was...
Yeah, was he like, I'm a YouTuber?
Or? Yeah, yeah, I think, was it possibly some of the viewers at the private jet company, like, knew his content?
I've noticed that, too.
So they told their boss that, like, oh, he's, like, a genuine guy, so, like, he's not, like, trying to screw you over or anything. He's, like, a genuine guy, and he got the company to lease their plane and, like, hand over their aircraft certification to him for an hour or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And, what's funny is, like, so he needed a witness for the wedding, right? Mm-hmm. But he didn't realize. So he had to run around this random church to find a witness, and he ended up finding a viewer. Mm-hmm. A member of the Fosh Pit, per se. when he calls his fans. And yeah, he got to be a viewer. And it seems like all his viewers just generally like, oh, yeah. All the viewers seem nice, too. It's like a crazy, like, this is such a small, not small, million subscribers, not small, but such a community that's, like, very bound together. Which is just kind of crazy. In what, okay, like, this is going to sound, I don't want to be, there's nothing wrong with Mr. Beast, but I feel like a lot of people would join a Mr. Beast video in hopes of getting money.
Yeah.
Right? But the interesting part here, which I think shows how nice of a person that he is I don't think he's ever, like, a lot of the time, it's not the viewer's benefit, right? As much as it's fun to be in the video, like, it's more like the viewer can tell a story. And all these viewers are helping him out just to tell the story with nothing in return.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty amazing. And, okay, this is going to be like, he just seems like he lives a very nice life, too. I know, like, I just keep talking about how nice of a guy. But did you watch just the regular private investigator
follow him? Yeah.
Do you remember he was, like, playing soccer at one point?
Yeah.
He was in a choir.
Yeah, he just seems, like, super down-to-earth, cool British guy. There's not much more to say about it.
I think all of it's edited well. Is that would you want him to go in a certain direction in the future?
It's kind of tough to say. I mean, some of his videos where he's like the poshest holiday in the world. He went to a ski resort and he was just kind of like he was doing like sort of like stand up comedy, like making jokes with like all these British people and in this like ski resort. I thought those were really fun. Like his interviewing videos are super fun. They're lighthearted.
And they're like just, more on the street videos.
Yeah, on the street videos, I really enjoy from him. And then with the occasional like crazy video idea is like super good. I I got a speeding ticket on a bicycle for Jeff Bezos. Like, what a great title.
It is a
like,
great title.
What an interesting idea. Like, I think that just like casual viewing content with the occasional like crazy idea, like well executed video is just like the perfect mix that he could do.
I think what's cool about this, especially like as you know, he does more crazy videos, he gets probably more views and it's increasing returns. Because then more people go, oh, that's Max Fosh. I could help him out with this video.
Mm-hmm. But also just, maybe it's not his fan base. Maybe it's just the British people are more willing to help out a fellow Brit than the average American.
Maybe. You know? Or you could ask, you know, a fellow Brit to help you out with the boom. You just got acid all over you.
Yeah. True. And the other thing about these videos is like the dry British humor is actually like super funny compared to like the over the top like American humor that some YouTubers can have.
I would love to see him just appear in like a random other creator's content. I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah, I feel like he's friends with a lot of other British creators. These videos are like kind of reminiscent of like 2015, 2016 British YouTubers that I used to watch a lot, just kind of modernized now. So, yeah.
Like, imagine, like, I become a member of the Sidemen for one Sunday. Like, that would be funny.
That would be super funny.
It would just be, like, one of those, like, one of the videos like that, or just something, like, along those lines I think would be pretty enjoyable. Because I just feel like, I don't know, he seems like he would gel well with a lot of other creators and people.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I think that's pretty enjoyable. I don't want to overdo it too much. I know this is not as long as like last time, but I don't think there's many lasting conversations that come with that other than just that, yeah, he's a cool guy, go watch him. But I think that's going to be it for this week. Thank you for all the support on the socials. If you continue to do that, that would be really awesome. But I really appreciate that. So we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.